In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, so far we seem to be going along without a hitch, but, you know, pride goeth before a fall. So we'll see what we can do here. Woody Allen, the actor, the comedian, the movie director, who is pretty much disgraced now because of alleged relationships with a stepdaughter. But Woody Allen is famous for saying, "The lion and the lamb shall lie down together, but the lamb will not get much sleep." That's not what is portrayed here in the last of this evening's reading from Isaiah the prophet. We have a picture of perfect peace. In fact, this passage from Isaiah has inspired a painting by, I don't remember the artist's name, called The Peaceable Kingdom. It portrays all the various animals of all creation together. There is no enmity between them. No animal is trying to eat another. It is a peaceable kingdom. It is, you could say, paradise restored. A peaceable kingdom. Now, that could be seen as just some idle dream, some wishful hope. You know, I'd like to teach a world to sing in perfect harmony, let the sun shine in, that type stuff. But that painting comes, as I said, from tonight's reading from Isaiah the prophet. It describes a state of being, a world that we cannot imagine. Had a friend whose cat died this morning. Yeah. She's heartbroken. We had a dog, Schnitzel, die last February. Again, Sue still misses Schnitzel. My mom died approaching 2 years ago. I miss her. You have had deaths in your family. You have had experienced quarrels and division among friends, among fellow church members, maybe within your own family. We don't live in a peaceful kingdom right now. So is this just an idle dream? Is it just something to wish for, to long for, to say, "Oh, if only it could be so"? Well, no, it's more than that. Because this is a picture of the restored heavens and earth. This is a picture of a renewed creation in which there is no enmity, in which there is no death, in which there is no suffering. And this renewed creation reflects the glory and the love and the mercy of God. But how do we get there from here? Isaiah the prophet wrote this prophecy some 600 and some years before the birth of Christ. How do we arrive at this peaceable kingdom if we vote for the right political candidates? Will that bring it in? If we devote ourselves to prayer and fasting and great works to subdue our unruly flesh, will that bring the peaceable kingdom in? If we eliminate guns, will that bring the peaceable kingdom in? If we eliminate nuclear weapons, weapons of mass destruction, will that bring the peaceable kingdom in? I think you know the answer. No, it won't. There's always a fly in the ointment. And that fly is the fact that we are living in a fallen creation. We ourselves are fallen. We have inherited the sin and guilt of Adam and Eve. And the reality of it is that because I'm a sinner, you're a sinner, all people are sinners, we can't have that peaceable kingdom. Quarrels, hard feelings, hurt feelings at family gatherings such as Thanksgiving and Christmas. That wouldn't happen in a peaceable kingdom. You know, church disputes, those would not happen in a peaceable kingdom. So you and I cannot bring this kingdom in, But thanks be to God through his grace and mercy in Christ Jesus. We are now citizens of this peaceable kingdom. We have a future and a hope in Christ. You and I have something to look forward to, not the wearisome grind of war and terrorist act and murder, rape, pillage, mayhem, go on and on and on. We have a future and a hope in Christ. Note that I said in Christ, because it's not of ourselves. You know, if we tried to build it, it'd be like trying to build the Tower of Babel. Down it would go. But there is one who is mentioned in the first part of this evening's reading from Isaiah. Isaiah says, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit." What in the world's that talking about? Well, Jesse was the father of King David, and all the kings of Israel and Judah were to be descendants of David. They were to be of the Davidic line. All kings were to be of this Davidic line. All others were imposters, like Herod the Great, Herod Antipas. They were not rightful kings of Israel. They were not rightful kings of Judah. But there is one who is a rightful king, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when Jerusalem was invaded and sacked, and the people were taken off to exile in Babylon, the kingship, the Davidic monarchy, came to an end. It was like a tree cut off at the stump. No life there at all. But Isaiah says that from that stump of Jesse, who is the father of David, shall come a shoot, a green shoot, something alive, something growing, and a branch from Jesse's root shall bear fruit. And we aren't talking about, you know, botany or anything like that. We're talking about the fulfillment of God's promises in Christ Jesus. We're talking about the restoration of the Davidic monarchy in Christ Jesus, our Savior. This is the one Isaiah speaks of here, in symbolic language, to be sure. But what he says is true. And it contains a promise for you and me. Isaiah shifts pronouns here. He's no longer speaking of an it. He's speaking about a person upon him. Isaiah writes, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, he who is the shoot from the stump of Jesse, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord." This shoot from the stump of Jesse is our Lord Jesus Christ. He loved the Lord his God with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his might. He loved God not merely with that love that existed between the three persons of the Trinity prior to the incarnation, and that love between them goes on and on, but as true man, he feared and loved the Lord his God with all of his heart. And thus, he could become the Savior for us. He could become the one who would lay down his life on the cross for us. He could be the one who shall bring together heaven and earth, as has happened in the fields outside of Bethlehem when the shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks by night. Suddenly, An angel of the Lord appeared. Suddenly, great glory shone upon them around the shepherds, and there burst forth this song: Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men. The glory of God made known in this shoot from the stump of Jesse. Do you remember when Gabriel appeared to Mary to announce to her that she was going to conceive by the Holy Spirit and give birth to the Son of God, the Christ, the Holy One of Israel? She said, "How can this be, since I know not a man?" And Gabriel told her, "The Spirit of God shall cover you, and you shall conceive by the Holy Spirit. And this Holy One to be born shall be the King of Israel, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Remember when Christ was crucified, Pilate ordered that on the cross, on the tabula, nailed to the cross, should be written, "This is the King of the Jews." Well, Jesus isn't just the King of the Jews. He is your King. He is my King. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He is prophet, priest, and king. He speaks to us through his word and his word as it is proclaimed. He beckons us to come to himself, where we have the forgiveness of all of our sins because of his death on the cross. He calls us to surrender our wills to his, because his will is a perfect and righteous will, and our wills quite frequently go astray. It is through the life and the death, the resurrection and the ascension, and the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ that the kingdom pictured in this last part of the reading from Isaiah shall come to pass. You could have all creation shall be made new. You could have a lion lying down with a lamb, and the lamb would not worry. A child, figuratively speaking, could play over the hole of a cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. Think of the serpents as pictures of Satan, of the devil, the accuser. The devil and all his powers, the devil with all of his might, shall be done away with, and the kingdom of evil in this world shall be kaput. For this world and its kingdoms will belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we can break into the hallelujah chorus to rejoice in that fact. But we won't do that now. But sing the hymns this Advent and this Christmas season with joy and with gusto, because these things are real. These are the things that God has promised to those who love him, those who are in Christ Jesus. This is our future. We aren't there yet, but we can see it dimly over the next horizon. It's like the sun coming up. First you see the sky getting a little touch of pink and purple, and before long, the full sun has arisen, and the light of day shines upon the earth. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the light of your life. He is the light of the world. In him there is no darkness at all. In him you walk through life as in the day, one of God's own beloved children, showing forth the light of the world, Jesus Christ himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.